This program is brought to you by Suffolk University. Please visit us on the web at www.suffolk.edu.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Norton, an intellectual property attorney, a registered patent attorney, and a partner and chair of the Intellectual Property Department at the national law firm of Fox Rothschild. My office is in Princeton, New Jersey, and we have 70 attorneys in the department focusing on all aspects of intellectual property law. Patents, trademarks, and copyrights. I also have a PhD in biomedical sciences from Mount Sinai School of Medicine and a law degree from Fordham University School of Law. Recently, I published an article entitled Technology is Number One Priority for U.S. Copyright Office. On the heels of this article, I was invited by Ian Menchini, Andrew Beckerman-Rodo of Suffolk University Law School to participate in the Suffolk Law IP podcast series. And I thank them for this opportunity to speak to you concerning this important topic. It's been reported that King Henry VIII said to his third wife, Jane Seymour, at their betrothal, "I won't keep you long." I plan to follow that advice. On October 25, 2011, Maria Polente, Register of Copyrights for the United States Copyright Office, released a paper outlining 17 policy priorities for the next 2 years. Before I get into these priorities, I'd like to discuss some basics concerning copyright law. Copyright is a form of protection grounded in the U.S. Constitution and granted by law for original works of authorship, including literary, dramatic, musical, and artistic works such as poetry, novels, movies, songs, computer software, and architecture. Copyright covers both published and unpublished works. Copyright does not protect facts, ideas, systems, or methods of operation, although it may protect the way these things are expressed. The Copyright Clause in the United States Constitution is found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, which states, "To promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries." Clearly, this country's founding fathers thought copyright protection was important enough to include in their Constitution. Now, how is a copyright different from a patent or a trademark? Copyright protects original works of authorship, while a patent protects inventions or discoveries. Ideas and discoveries are not protected by copyright law. A trademark protects words, phrases, symbols, or designs, identifying the source of goods or services of one party and distinguishing them from those of others. Copyright exists from the moment the work is created. You'll have to register, however, if you wish to bring a lawsuit for infringement of a U.S. work. Now, to the 17 policy priorities of the United States Copyright Office that will be implemented over the next 2 years. They deal with copyright policy and administrative practice. And there are also 10 special projects designed to improve the quality and efficiency of its services in the 21st century. The Internet and related technology have revolutionized the way we communicate with each other, purchase goods, and research issues. Although there have been numerous benefits associated with this explosion of discovery and technology, there has also been a negative impact on copyrights. Thus, the Copyright Office determined that it was necessary to set these policies at this time. The 17 policy priorities released by the Copyright Office in October of 2011 are 1. Small claims solutions for copyright owners. 2. Legal treatment of pre-1972 sound recordings. 3. Mass book digitization. 4. Rogue websites. 5. Illegal streaming. 6. Public performance right and sound recordings. 7. Orphan works. 8. Copyright exceptions for libraries. 9. Market-based licensing for cable and satellite transmission. 10. World Intellectual Property Organization, or WIPO. 11. Trans-Pacific Partnership and Other Trade Priorities. 12. Prohibition on circumvention of measures controlling access to copyrighted works. 13. Electronic system for the designation of agents under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. 14. Review of group registration options. 15. Registration options for websites and other forms of digital authorship. 16. Electronic administration of the statutory licenses. And 17. Recording notices of termination of copyright transfers. The 10 special projects are 1. Study of fees and services. 2. Revision of the compendium of copyright office practices. 3. Technical upgrades to electronic registration. 4. Dialogues and roundtables with copyright community. 5. Research partnership with academic community. 6. Revision of Copyright Office website. 7, public outreach and copyright education. 8, business process reengineering of recordation division. 9, public access to historical records. And 10, skills trainings for copyright office staff. Now, we could spend hours today discussing the Copyright Office's 17 priorities and 10 special projects, but in the interest of saving time and keeping your attention, I'll spend several moments addressing only a few of the priorities. I do recommend, however, that you review the Copyright Office paper discussing all the priorities. One I wanted to focus on was this mass book digitization. The Copyright Office has started a preliminary analysis of the issues surrounding mass book digitization, for example, Google Books. Prior to the Google Books project, libraries and other entities launched digitization projects. Most of these projects avoided copyright works or limited themselves to non-commercial use. Digitization of entire books began slowly and then developed on several tracks. Project Gutenberg began digitizing books in 1971 and now offers more than 36,000 books in dozens of languages in its digital collection. The nonprofit Internet Archive began digitizing books in 1999 as part of its mission to build an online library. Google began leapfrogging the book digitization market in 2004. Working in close cooperation with several academic libraries, Google scanned and digitized more than 15 million books published both in the United States and abroad, and they continue to scan books today. Millions of these books were protected by copyrights at the time they were scanned, but neither Google nor the participating universities obtained permission from the relevant copyright owners. Google provided its library partners with digital copies of these works and made them available to users for full-text searching. This search service allows end users to view snippets from books that are subject to copyright protection, and it allows end users to view and download public domain books in their entirety. Google's search engine is free to users, but the company collects revenue from its advertising that is presented within the search results, including pages that reproduce and display images from the copyrighted books. Some authors and publishers objected to Google's actions and brought a class action lawsuit in the Southern District of New York, asserting that Google had committed willful infringement. In response, Google asserted a fair use defense. The parties had a settlement agreement. They submitted it to Judge Denny Chin, and he rejected the proposed settlement in the copyright infringement litigation regarding Google's mass digitization project. The court found that while digitization of books and the creation of a universal digital library would benefit many, the settlement agreement would simply go too far. The agreement would permit the class action, which was brought against Google, to challenge its scanning of books and displays of snippets for online searching, to implement a forward-looking business arrangement that would grant Google significant rights to exploit entire books without permission of the copyright owners. The court found the settlement would have redefined the relationship between copyright law and new technology, and it would have encroached upon Congress's ability to set copyright policy with respect to orphan works. The court explained, and I quote, "The question of who should be entrusted with guardianship over orphan books, under what terms, and with what safeguards are matters more appropriately decided by Congress than through an agreement among private, self-interested parties. Indeed, the Supreme Court has held that it's generally for Congress, not the courts, to decide how best to pursue copyright clauses objectives. And the Supreme Court has noted that it was Congress's responsibility to adapt copyright laws in responses to technology. So the purpose of the Copyright Office's analysis is to facilitate further discussions among the affected parties and the public, discussions that may encompass a number of possible approaches, including voluntary initiatives, legislative options, or both. The analysis also identifies questions to consider in determining an appropriate policy for the mass digitization of books. On April 1, 2011, James Billington, the Librarian of Congress, and Maria Pallente, then Acting Register of Copyrights, wrote members of the United States Senate and Congress in support of Judge Chin's decision and recommending that it be used as a framework for public discourse in case Congress would like to explore the issues. These developments have sparked a public debate on the risks and opportunities that mass book digitization may create for authors, publishers, libraries, technology companies, and the general public, and the corresponding legal framework. Their questions are numerous, such as, what mass digitization projects are currently underway in the United States? What are the objectives, and who are the intended beneficiaries? How are the exclusive rights of copyright owners implicated? What exceptions or limitations may apply? To whom? And in what circumstances? To the extent there are public policy goals at issue, what could Congress do to facilitate or control the boundaries of mass digitization projects? Would orphan works legislation help? Are efficient and cost-effective licensing options available? Could Congress encourage or even require new licensing schemes for mass digitization? Could it provide direction and oversight to authors, publishers, libraries, and technology companies as they explore solutions? The Copyright Office believes there is sufficient information to undertake an intense public discussion about the broader policy implications of mass book digitization. By necessity, this discussion must address the relationship between the emerging digital marketplace and the existing copyright framework. Other issues that were addressed in these policy considerations: alternative process for resolving small copyright infringement claims. The Copyright Office is conducting a study with the goal of developing an alternative process for resolving small copyright infringement claims so that copyright holders can avoid the high cost of federal litigation. Online copyright infringement is a serious issue. Thus, the Copyright Office is also providing analysis and support to Congress in its effort to address online copyright infringement facilitated by so-called rogue websites such as the Pirate Bay or other file-sharing sites. Typically, these websites make money either by directly selling pirated copies to the public, often accepting payment by means of major credit cards, or by selling advertising on the sites. Potential legislative solutions would make it possible for the United States Attorney General and possibly copyright owners to obtain various court orders, including injunctions ordering operators of the sites to cease their infringing activity, orders to credit card companies and internet advertising agencies to cease providing services to the websites, and orders requiring domain name users and operators of search engines to cease directing end users to websites. The Copyright Office is also providing analysis and support to Congress in an effort to address a number of issues, such as updating remedies for infringement caused by illegal streaming of copyrighted material over the Internet, and creating a legal framework to address orphan works where authors cannot be determined or located. The Copyright Office is undertaking a review of its electronic filing system and registry with stated goals as improving the nature, accuracy, and searchability of the office's public databases. On a related note, the office is also looking to update its website to improve its organization and navigation capabilities. Finally, the office is looking into how best to digitize and make public its entire registry dating back to 1870. Thank you for permitting me to speak with you today.
This preceding program was brought to you by Suffolk University. Please visit us on the web at www.suffolk.edu.